Today's Brentwood in Business interview on Phoenix FM is proudly sponsored by Brentwood Borough Council and Bennett's Funeral Directors.
Oh, nearly forgot that. Never mind. So, as part of Phoenix FM's Brentwood in Business Month, we've been inviting different Brentwood businesses in to tell us a bit about what they do. And today it's the turn of Jessica Chandler-Smith of Razzmatazz Theatre School, Brentwood. Hi, Jess. Welcome.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I did ask for permission to call you Jess, didn't I?
You did indeed.
Okay, so Razzmatazz Theatre School Brentwood, perhaps you could start by telling us a bit about it and what you do.
Perfect, yep. So we do classes in dance, drama, singing and acrobatic arts for ages 4 to 18.
Right. Okay, I'm too old then.
Unfortunately so.
Okay, and what about your own performing arts and dance background? What got you into this, basically?
Yes, my parents always put me into dance and drama since I was really young.
Yeah.
And then I had an agent when I was younger, so I got to do a couple of shows like The Bill and Holby City. And yeah, just done it since I was really young.
Oh, wow.
Recently, I still do little bits. So I was at Albert Square last week for EastEnders. So.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it's quite exciting, I think, actually going to get to see how things are made.
Yeah,
that's the
yeah.
interesting part I find. But yeah, always been involved in performing arts.
Okay, so The Bill, you must have been quite young then, because that's not been on for a while, has it? What are your memories of working on The Bill?
It's actually, so I must have been about 15 when I did The Bill.
Right.
So it was really interesting. We'd done a police riot scene and we had foam bricks and we were throwing them at the police. And it was, yeah, it's really interesting how it's done, because they'd actually have the cars, but everything you threw at each other was foam.
Right. Well, yeah. I'd love some of that. I'd love to have a go at that, I think.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
So, right, as far as your work is concerned, aside from learning new skills in the performing arts, what are the benefits to your students?
Yep, so I'd say definitely about building confidence. You know, whether you want a career in performing arts or a career in banking, it's really important to be able to go to an interview and tell them about yourself and speak to people. So I think confidence is a massive thing for us.
Yep.
Mental health, so having something to do aside from phones. We see a lot of children on phones now, so it's nice to have a no phone zone for a few hours a week.
Right.
And, you know, having a friendship circle that is not just your school friends, I think, is really important and healthy.
Absolutely, yeah, getting a range. So what sort of skills do you actually teach them? Presumably it's dance and singing, is it? And
yeah, it's a bit of everything. So
yeah.
It's dance, drama and singing.
Yeah.
And that's like musical theatre, street, commercial. And then we do our acrobatic arts, which is like the gymnastics. And then we do ballet, tap and jazz. So a real mix of everything.
Right, fantastic. And I expect you get some enthusiastic students coming in, don't you, that love it?
We do. Working with children is the best. Honestly, they always put a smile on your face. You can never be sad when you've got lots of children smiling and dancing.
Fantastic, wonderful. So how long have you traded in Brentwood and what have you found are the benefits of trading here?
Yep, so we've just celebrated our fifth birthday, so it's very exciting.
Lovely.
I'd definitely say for Brentwood, the community is amazing. So whether that's local businesses, you know, the Brentwood Council and our families, we're really lucky with the support we get. Brentwood Council put on some amazing events, which we're really lucky to perform at. You know, Phoenix FM have been in contact with us since we opened and been so supportive.
Oh,
so,
thank you.
Yeah, it really is a special community, Brentwood. Everyone does really rally around each other.
Yeah. I've had other people say that to me as well, yeah. So how important is it for you to engage with the local community, would you say?
It's really important because, you know, our children, they love performance opportunities. So we've brought children on the radio to sing. We do the Christmas light switch on. So the community getting us involved, we're doing a Halloween flash mob at Shenfield. So being part of the community is very important because we want to give the children the best opportunities to perform.
Right. Okay. You've just given me an idea.
Yeah.
for my last show before Christmas.
Yeah.
Shall we have some kids in and get them to sing for us?
What we would they? Love that.
Is
last
that
time
right?
They loved it. They were so excited to be here, so that would be amazing.
Okay, well, we'll try and arrange that off air in a minute. That's lovely.
Lovely.
Yeah. So what would you like to see in the borough moving forward to help keep it a great place for your business to continue to trade?
I think it's just keeping up the events. That's the most important thing for us, I think, just being able to go to things and meet the community. And for our children, they just really want the community to see what they can do.
Yeah, fantastic. Do you ever sort of perform at events in the borough when there's, for example, the lighting up or something like that? Have you ever done that?
Yep, we do indeed. So we've done the parade. I don't know if you've seen that, the parade for Christmas. We started that with the council. Yep. That's coming back this year. We do the Shenfield light switch on, lighting up Brentwood. We do Strawberry Fair. We do the whole 6 weeks of summer events Brentwood put on. And we do some stuff with Crown Street. They've got really good at doing loads of events that are amazing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we do a lot with the community.
Fantastic. Well, it's a great range of opportunities you've got there for the youngsters, isn't it? If anyone's interested in getting in touch with you, could you give us some contact details, please?
Of course I can. So we're located in our studios in Herongate, and you can check out what we do at our website, which is brentwood.razzmatazz.co.uk.
Right, lovely. Well, we'll put all that up on the Phoenix FM website later as well. So if anyone's interested in getting in touch, they'll be able to do that through our website. Well, thank you, Jess, and good luck with your business in Brentwood going forward. That's Jessica Chandler-Smith of Razzmatazz Theatre School. And maybe we'll have a little bit of razzmatazz in here at Christmas. Thanks ever so much.
Take
Cheers. Care. Bye-bye.